New Deer Valley President and COO Todd Schallen says that Deer Valley is all set to open this Saturday.
We're going to open with 16 lifts and around 50 runs. Certainly everything out of Snow Park will be open. Mountaineer and Jordanelle Lift will be open. Some of the runs over off of Jordanelle won't be open, but we will have everything coming into Mountaineer and Deer Crest and Deer Hollow open. We might not have Champions open. We are still looking to prep that for the World Championships. And then when you come up the mountain, Flagstaff, just about everything is open on that with the exception of Mayflower, but Wasatch will be open and we'll have most of the terrain open there. And then everything over on North Side will be open as well. So we'll open Empire in about a week.
Even though the resort is opening this weekend, it'll continue to make snow as the season moves along.
You have the opportunity to make as much snow as you can. The weather's been great. And it's really all about laying a base now for the rest of the year. The other technical part is you can't put snowmakers on the entire mountain at one time. There's just not enough water to support that. So you have to move things around. And that's where we're making snow now. We're moving over to Empire over the weekend to make sure there's a perfect base for when we open that area. We'll continue making snow as long as we need to and until Mother Nature puts enough on us that we don't need to.
Schallen says they've made a few upgrades to the resort over the summer.
The biggest new this year is we replaced the homestake lift with a detachable quad. From what I've been told, that was a bit of a bottleneck. You know, increasing the capacity and the speed of that will greatly help get that bottleneck out at Silver Lake. That was the biggest, and it's a $4.5 million investment. We did a lot of underground. We've increased our snowmaking capacity. Deer Valley is one of the first places to put snowmaking in, and so now the result of that is our pipe system is somewhere in, you know, the 30-year-old range. So we're systematically replacing pipe, and unfortunately it's not something the guests will ever see, but they will see the white stuff afterwards, and we need that pipe to be able to do that. Those are the biggest changes this year, other than, you know, of course, the Icon Pass being the competitor to Vail Resort's Epic Pass, and it's been really successful. With Deer Valley, we have a reservations process in progress, so we know and will know how many Icon Pass holders are coming. We're really excited about it because we think it's an opportunity for us at Deer Valley.
Deer Valley will open the season on Saturday with the Shred for Red event, which will raise awareness and funds for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. The event is in its inaugural year and replaces the Celebrity Ski Fest.
I think that's a great opportunity to do something for the community. And Dr. Nguyen, who's been our medical director, I think, since we've opened, that's a cause that's near and dear to his heart. It's something that he was pushing, I understand, with the team, and they thought it was a great idea. It's the first time we're going to open that at the same time as we open the mountain, so we're excited about doing something with that.
Schallen says that hosting the World Cup freestyle events is a niche for the resort, and they look forward to hosting the 2019 FIA World Championships along with Park City Mountain and Solitude.
The U.S. ski and snowboard team loves having that venue available for them, not only just to practice, but to be a home course for them as well. As everybody knows, the Olympic movement for 2030 is strong, and we're in there as well with some technical alpine events. So we'd love to be able to do giant slalom and slalom as well as the other events. We've said we're happy to host those. I don't see any change with that over the next few years.
That's Todd Schallen, Deer Valley's new president and COO. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.